a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
So I'm here at the University of Western Ontario with Sarah Gallagher, an assistant professor with the Physics and Astronomy Department. Sarah, tell us about what you do, please.
So I study supermassive black holes in the centers of distant galaxies, and they're currently growing, and so we see them as what are called quasars, which are the brightest things in the universe. And in the centers of these distant galaxies, you have systems that can outshine the hundreds of billions of stars in the galaxies by a factor of 1,000. And what I'm particularly interested in is the process where, as these black holes are growing and you have material that's falling into the black hole, they're also ejecting material at really, really high velocities in these really energetic winds. Not jets, actually.
In winds.
So, and the winds are different than the jets because they are forced out by the power of the radiation. So the radiation is actually so intense that it basically blows really powerful winds. And these can be thousands of kilometers per second. So these quasars are like the Cookie Monster. I don't know if you're familiar with the Cookie Monster on Sesame Street. But, you know, he really, really likes cookies. And so a lot of stuff goes in, but a lot of stuff goes out as well. And so they're sort of, you know, quasars are kind of messy eaters. And these winds are particularly interesting because they have the power, actually, we think, that there's enough energy in these winds to actually completely shut down star formation in their host galaxies. So that once you're able to turn on a quasar, that might be the end of the line for star formation in these galaxies.
In an entire galaxy?
In an entire galaxy. And so it's pretty remarkable because the black hole system itself is about the size of our solar system. And hosts and the galaxies they live in are thousands of times larger. But they pack such a wallop that it's possible that could actually happen. So I think that's something that's really interesting.
What kind of mechanism are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, if you have enough material and you're throwing out at thousands of kilometers per second, I mean, that's pretty fast. And so if you're able to capture that energy, it can actually clear the gas out of the host galaxy, and then you're going to shut off star formation because all the gas is out. So the actual mechanics of how that works is something that's unclear, and what I'm particularly engaged in is figuring out if there's enough energy in these winds, because it's the observations right now are a bit uncertain, and we don't really know if they've got enough power to do this. And so that's something I'm really interested in constraining.
Well, of course, we live in a galaxy.
We do.
And we have a supermassive black hole at the center of ours.
Yes, it's a very pathetic supermassive black hole.
Oh.
As far as supermassive black holes go.
Right.
First of all, it's not actually that big. I mean, it's supermassive, but it's about 1,000 times smaller than some of the supermassive black holes that we're talking about in these quasars. And it's also incredibly inactive. Actually surprisingly inactive. It's hard to understand. Given that there's stuff around there, there are stars that are giving off material, there's gas around that black hole that we would expect to fall into it, and it does not seem to be happening in an efficient way, which is something that's fairly mysterious. But certainly the black hole in our host, in our galaxy, in the Milky Way, is nothing to be concerned about in terms of shutting off star formation. In the way it is now, certainly not.
So if it blows away the gas to stop star formation, this is an ordinary quasar. If it blows,
right.
If it's blowing the gas away, what does it do to any stars that are currently there? Does it leave those?
You would expect the stars to be unaffected, probably, unless they're very, very close to the quasar. Because even though we're talking about a lot of material, it's still relatively if you're talking about the gas. Here, let me start over. So if you're talking about the density of material between the stars is very, very low, even in something like these quasars. So we're talking about the amount of stuff between us and some of these distant quasars. So that's the amount of stuff in these winds is about the number of atoms that you have if you go through the palm of your hand. So as far as something like a star where you have much higher densities and a lot more material, it's not really going to matter.
So
but what it does matter is because you have, if you have gas that's accelerated to very high velocities crashing into other gas clouds, then you could definitely, if you can transfer that energy to these other gas clouds, you can you might be able to clear it out. But the densities are very, very low, so it's not going to affect something as dense as, and also relatively small as a star.
It's a bit like dusting around the furniture then.
That's right.
Okay, well, Sarah Gallagher, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.